from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well. Good morning. It is OneRadioNetwork.com. May 8th. I guess the Mom's Day thing is coming up, I guess, would be Sunday, is that right? All right, send your mom some flowers, chocolate. You can go to, it's too late. I was thinking you go to Living Libations and Nadine, score some of her chocolate for Mom, but that's not going to make it from Canada. No, too late for that one. Well, I'll get her some Hershey's. No, don't do that. Anyway, my mom's in heaven, so I'll be sending her a little soul travel experience in my dream state. And this is OneRadioNetwork.com. And my name is Patrick Timpone. We're going to have fun this morning. First off, we're going to talk with a friend. I've never met him, but he's a cool guy, Brandon Amelani. We've talked a lot about him. He's been on before. And we're going to do a little spring cleansing. We'll talk about some of his new products. And I have more questions about the Blue Shield, which he brings in from Australia that people email me about. I have a couple questions. And just some fun stuff. He's a nice man and making some amazing products that I've talked about in the Hoshu Wu, and the ginseng and those kind of things. And he's into Qigong and some cool stuff. So if you have some questions, please join us. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Next hour, from Ukraine, Konstantin Monastirsky. We've invited him back. He kind of blew a lot of circuits the last time he was on. He doesn't like fiber. He doesn't like a lot of stuff that people like. Let me turn on my light. That a lot of people, there are good things for you. And he's got a whole theory on quite a bit of research, too. He's just... You know, these Eastern European people, they really get into research. You know, it's kind of like make it a BMW, you know. They just get in there into the details, and he's like that. Very, very well-researched guy, and he just says a lot of stuff out there about the digestion and acid and all that stuff. It's just wrong, and he's very interesting. But anyway, the thing this morning is all about water. And he says most of us are drinking just too much water. Just too much. And it makes you age, and it also screws you up and makes you constipated. And whoops, just about opposite what everybody else is saying. But we like to do that. So he's coming up next hour. Enough about that. And we'll say hi to Brandon Amelani. And he's a Shen Blossom guy. We met him years ago, kind of, sort of. As he did a lot of work for Daniel Vitalis, and he's in the Midwest, has a couple of little ones, and he's a Chinese medicine guy and the proprietor of Shen Blossom, and also brings in the Blue Shield from Australia. Good morning, Mr. Brandon. How are you?
Hey, good, Patrick. How are you?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing good. So what is a Shen Blossom Bluetooth kind of Chinese medicine Qigong guy have for breakfast?
Well, this morning I basically had actually a little supplement that I've been working on. It's a new formula. We're calling it Potent C. Ooh. C standing for collagen and vitamin C. Ooh. So it's kind of a cool synergistic formula, and just drinking some matcha tea, getting ready for the show.
That's it. So you have a little bit of that. So you don't eat much breakfast generally, like more substantial food than that?
Well, typically I awaken the digestion with a miso broth with some veggies, shiitake mushrooms, some umeboshi plum paste.
Ooh.
Yeah, just kind of wake up the digestion. But yeah, I do a lot of mental work and get a lot of my, I train early in the morning, usually around 5 or 6 in the morning, do my Tai Chi routine, do the workout, and then have a little bit of tea and just kind of wake up gently. And then I eat more of my bulking food kind of in the middle of the day where I get most of my calories.
I see. Bulky food would be rice and veggies and things?
All kinds of stuff. I'm basically, the way I've been taught and how I live my life currently, I try and get as much variety as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for healthy GI tract digestion, overall health and wellness. And I also eat seasonally, what's available in season that supports, you know, where we're at in time and space and the seasons. Right now I'm doing a lot of, you know, more cleansing foods, juicing a lot more, kind of taking the calories down, letting my body like recycle tissue and move things out and kind of supporting the elimination pathways of my body.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the perspective from your teachings with raw foods like juicing, like you say, just juicing up green stuff? I don't do too well with it myself. Ayurvedic kind of ideas are also kind of congruent with that, where I'm more mm-hmm. vata constitution and raw doesn't do that well for me. But then we hear so much stuff about green is clean and all that. What are your ideas on that, of raw juicing and things?
Yeah, lots of ideas. Basically, my perspective, I tend to view things through the lens of traditional Chinese medicine, and I look at things more from an energetic perspective mm-hmm. as well as physical nutritive perspective, trying to have a holistic concept of what I'm putting in my body. And, you know, raw living nutrients, juices, things of this nature definitely have a substantial value, especially for cleansing. Can you do it all the time for years and years? That would imbalance a lot of people. And people that have weak digestion or have a specific constitution, they can definitely be better served with something like a khichdi cleanse, something that has more warming ginger, herbs, coriander, you know, things that basically would have the ability to help with elimination, detoxification of the liver, and it's more suitable to people that can't handle a lot of cold food. So yeah, you mm-hmm. can easily overdo cold foods, but I think having a nice blend and eating seasonally and it depends on where you live too. Where I live, we have true four seasons. So at certain times of the year when it gets really warm, cold raw food is awesome. And it's really balancing to how we interface with the environment. Other people, you know, they might live in a colder region more at the time of the year. And, you know, heating, warming food is more suitable. And again, like when we're looking at collagen, for instance, this potency that I was talking about, it's a seaweed-based collagen product that has a substantial amount of natural vitamin C's from various plants and botanicals. And, you know, usually collagen from bovine source, which is kind of newer, usually if you go back a long ways before the domestication of animals, you'll find that like most of our collagen nutrient came from the ocean and the sea. So yeah. We've have this fermentation process in the seaweed. Anyway, it's really cold. And if you were to take just a concentrated, like a good example would be like the Modafinil product. Mm-hmm. It's concentrated seaweed or kelp extract.
Yeah, I remember.
And if you take something, yeah, yeah. So if you take something like that and you slam it with water, you can imagine if you can like visualize the particles of the seaweed congealing and taking on the water and basically swelling up, it's cold in nature. So for a lot of people that can become damp and it can be cold and it'll start cramping people up. They might not get the efficient use of the digestion. So a lot of collagens that come from animal source are warm in nature and they're a lot more usable and absorbable by the body by and large. But we've created a collagen product that's a vegetarian source that basically adds the heat back in. You know, we're putting a lot of things that stimulate the vitamin C and the liver regeneration, the tissue regeneration, like the unripened ume plum, suguri berry, which is like a Japanese gooseberry. We have the peppers in there, the kumquat, the bitter tangerine, schisandra, of course, and then Hungarian paprika. We're warming that up with the watercress and the pine needles to get the kind of pycnogenal compounds and, you know, some other vitamin C elements. And we're kind of blending that up for total, you know, tissue regeneration, which is opening, it's warming, supports kidney and immune function. And yeah, wow. It just helps with digestion. And what's really cool about it that I've been feeling, and I haven't sent this to the lab yet, it's totally prototype stage. We're probably a couple months out on releasing it, but it allows the vitamin C to cross the blood-brain barrier because of the frankincense and some of the other nutrients that are in it. Also with the vasodilation of the heat and the pepper, and it allows it to go and cross the blood-brain barrier. So it has an effect of a liposomal vitamin C without the fat content.
Wow.
So it's kind of an interesting blend formula.
It's so interesting hearing you talk about it. And I mention this a lot when we talk about your products. I mean, man, you get so geeky about it, and you understand all these little things and how they work and intertwine. I just really, really impressed by that. I just like, wow, man, you're just blowing my circuits here with it. I mean, you think about that. Okay, so you got to be real careful with your microphone, and because if you touch it or breathe too hard, it's just making a lot of noise. Okay, so don't talk, don't breathe. Just kidding. So I'm really, it's just amazing how you can get into it like you do, and know with all these little things moving around, all these little moving particles. It's pretty cool, pretty great. Yeah,
chemistry.
Better living through chemistry. It's a little bit different than Dao, but well, it's kind of like Dao, DAO and DOW. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. You know, I mentioned, you wrote a little of the different things that we can talk about this morning for maybe some detox and spring cleaning. And I noticed that you have the Biocean Quintin Minerals. Do you offer those on our website, Shen Blossom?
Yeah, definitely. We started importing those.
They're pretty cool. Tell folks about those. I've never really mess with them much, but I didn't even know you had those on Shen Blossom. Man, I want to buy some. Okay, tell folks what that is.
Yeah, so essentially these are ocean minerals that are harvested in some pristine areas in the ocean off the coast of France during a specific time of the year where they have major algae blooms. And yeah, I mean, this stuff was discovered, it's pretty old school. It was discovered, you know, 1900s, and they have over 100 years of research and clinical application. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that, you know, it's really amazing to help the body, you know, replenish electrolytes, trace minerals. It helps with energy metabolism, you know, and minerals are obviously critical because that's helps your body metabolize carbohydrates, fats, proteins, helps with, you know, muscular development and just really kind of building the body. And these are what I like about these particular minerals is they're biocompatible and absorbable. So your body can really take them into the cells and utilize them efficiently. They're also very strikingly similar to the mineral ratios are really, really similar to the mineral ratios found in human extracellular fluid. So it's just really compatible, and you know, a lot of life comes from the ocean, so we get a lot of benefits from ocean minerals in general.
So it's a similar thing that we know that ocean water, my understanding is that the ratio to say magnesium and this and that in the ocean water are the exact ratios as the human blood. So this is where that comes from.
Mm-hmm. It's not exact, but it's very, very close.
Very close to it.
They're ionically charged, so the body can, again, take them in fairly easily.
What is biocompatible? I understand the idea of being absorbable. Why are they biocompatible and both absorbable? Why are these minerals in that form?
Yeah, so if you think about the electrical component and the energetic, minerals can be taken into the cells and utilized and integrated into tissues in the body, but there's also a frequency aspect. So the body is actually the water molecules are being affected by the frequencies of the minerals in their appropriate ratio. So if you have 92 plus trace elements from the ocean, that's affecting you physically, viscerally, somatically, and also energetically at the same time. So it increases and helps strengthen your biofield. And a lot of times when people are starting off with the Blue Shield products mm-hmm. and going through some kind of detox reaction, we basically recommend the Gentle Cleanse Tea to kind of help the body, an adaptogen product. My personal favorite and the one I take daily is the Adapt product. And then the minerals are critical for helping the adrenals basically like adapt to the new frequency. And because when you're increasing your cellular vitality, there's no shortcuts. And if your body doesn't have the energy to detoxify, it can be a little bit uncomfortable, which some people experience with the Blue Shield within the first 10 to 14 days or so. Mm-hmm.
So the quintone stuff, it comes in these little vials. Is that, if I remember, these little glass vials? Is that how you sell it?
Yeah, they come in these ampules, these little glass vials, and they're 100% glass, which is great, no plastic. And then we also, I don't know if anybody else is selling it, but we sell the 1 liter bottles, so it's bulk. And the distinction here is that the ampules will last 5 years on the shelf, no problem. You don't have to refrigerate them. But once you open the, because these are essentially raw microfiltered minerals, they're still quite in their living state, living quote unquote state. The quintones need to be refrigerated once it's opened in the 1 liter bottle, and it has about a 3 month shelf life or so. Mm-hmm. So it's for people that take them on a regular basis or they're cycling on and off. I personally don't take them every day. I basically go on 1 to 2 month cycles. Like currently now when I'm doing juice fasting, I'll remineralize and use this as an opportunity to get the maximum absorption and keep my energy levels up, because I still, you know, have to work and do all this stuff, even though I'm going to be cleansing in the next few weeks. So,
And you can check these out on, you'll see the Shen Blossom ad on One Radio Network, and then look at a lot of these products we're talking about. And I didn't even know he had the quintone, so you could check that out. The turmeric, that's the Protect formula, right? The Protect formula?
The Protect, so we have three formulas now.
Wow.
The newest one is
the
Protect.
I can't keep up with you, man, all these formulas.
Well, they all have, you know, different structure,
different
function.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we want to give people, you know, variety's great to have, you know, cycling on and off things. But this particular lineup, the Protect series, is very specific. So to break it down even more simply than it's put on the website, the Protect turmeric is a daily tonic. In fact, I have this on my desk, and I'll just spray it randomly throughout the day. It tastes delicious, and it protects more the cardiovascular system, the circulatory system. It still has the ability to ward off pathogens. It's just not as aggressive as something like the mint variety or the garlic thyme. So the turmeric's a daily. You can take that all the time. The mint is more for this time of season, for when people have allergies or cold or flu. They're transitioning from going from very cold to very hot. And the ups and downs that happen during the transition of the seasons. And that one in particular has a better effect on the sinus cavity. I mean, you can really feel that go up. And just about anybody, no matter how congested they are, one or two sprays tops will open up the sinus cavities and alleviate, you know, help the person to breathe a little bit better. And then the garlic thyme version is more of a just, I would consider it like an extra strength. So if you have like strep throat, if you need a numbing agent for the throat, because you have a lot of pain, inflammation, and the mucosal tissue, you could use that literally every hour. It's safe enough to take consistently, but it can usually knock things out pretty quick. And that was developed, that's a kind of a Japanese old school formula that was used during like plagues and stuff like that.
Plagues and stuff. And that's called Protect, Protect. And that's on the Shen Blossom website. Stay right there. Brandon Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. So cool stuff. And you know, we talk about Shen Blossom from time to time in the morning. So you can hear the kind of really amazing focus, energy, and love and passion that goes into these products. So that's what we like to offer, some good stuff like that. You can see the Shen Blossom ad and look at some of these things. If you have a question for Brandon about Chinese medicine thing and some of his work or any of his products or just anything at all, you want to see who's going to win the third race at Hialeah, I don't think Brandon knows about horse racing, but he may. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So many people are beginning to talk more and more about the burst exercise thing as being a really cool way to balance out, say maybe you do yoga or these kind of things or other jogging, I don't know what else you might do, or some lifting. But if you really want to strengthen the heart, anti-aging things, more and more folks are, from a science perspective, are seeing that if you really, really go after it and run full out like a saber-toothed tiger is chasing you up a tree for about 30 seconds or even less, it's an amazingly anti-aging or pro-youthing kind of thing and heart strengthening. And you get one of these rebounders and you can do it. I mean, just you could do it three times a day. Just walk over to your rebounder and warm up a couple minutes and then run as fast as you possibly can on the rebounder. And you can run fast. I mean, a lot faster than you can run outside, I tell you that. And boy, you talk about, I've experimented with it. I can do maybe 30 seconds at full out. And I don't even get winded very much after that. Shows you how strong you get your little heart to get, knock on wood. Knocking on my head there. You always do that when you say stuff like that. I can get my heart rate going to about 180 pumps in a minute. And that's from a 60 beats per minute resting pulse rate that I have. And in 30 seconds, you can make it go to 180. So that's kind of telling your heart, hey, baby, just make sure you have your go power if we ever have to do something. It's pretty cool. The rebounders, a lifetime warranty. We love this product. Check it out. The Rebounder, Rebounder. It's got these big jumbo springs. A lifetime warranty. They look great. They're soft bounce, so they absorb 85% of the impact on your joints. And I think you'll enjoy having one around. So many different ways to use them. You can get little weights and do jumping jacks with little 2 or 3 pound weights. Work up to that and build muscles just doing that without ever getting out there and lifting some real heavy stuff. And they're fun to have around and very easy. You don't have to have any fancy clothes. The Rebound Air Rebounder. Click and order right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com and then go have a sauna. Here's physicist, biologist, chemist, Dr. Gerald Pollack on far infrared saunas.
Infrared energy is what builds this fourth phase of water. And the idea of a sauna, you know, you go in and you sweat and you receive this infrared energy and you feel great after you come out. I felt the same, and so have so many people. And most of us think, well, you know, it's just some sort of psychological issue, and it might be. However, experimentally, we know that infrared energy builds the fourth phase. Your cells should be filled with this fourth phase, but you know, we tend to be somewhat dehydrated and missing some of this fourth phase. And so what happens is if you subject yourself to infrared, the infrared is absorbed by your body, absorbed by your cells, and it converts ordinary water to fourth phase water, and then you feel better.
How cool is that? Yeah, how cool is that, Patrick? I'll interrupt you and let you know. How cool is that? Boy, we love these units. I did one last night, 3 o'clock in the morning. There's sometimes I get up because it's God knocking on my consciousness saying, get up and write, or get up and work on your screenplay, get up and work on your book, 3 o'clock in the morning, because that's a good time to do that, or get up and do your spiritual exercise. And oftentimes I'll do that, and rather than get up and stay up and do stuff like I know I can do, I'm still working on be more strong spiritually to do that. So oftentimes I just go back to bed because I'm a bedhead, and so I'll do a sauna for 20 minutes and boom, I'll go right back to sleep. So that's my story. But you know, I'm always working on something. We're always working on it. There's always more we can do. And you do that. Gotta wake you up at 3 a.m. and say, "Do, you're done." Anyway, these saunas will put you right back to sleep too, or put you to sleep at night. They'll change the parasympathetic sympathetic to the parasympathetic. Make sure you have plenty of water, and I'll give you a good deal, baby. $995, complete, delivered, contiguous United States. Contiguous United States, better way to say it, proper way to say it, $995. Just email me, and we'll do the deal. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com, and we'll get you that sauna at a sale price. It's a great sauna too. Low EMFs too, by the way. Low EMFs, by the way.
All right, explain this to me like I'm a 2-year-old, okay? Because there's an element in this thing I just cannot get through my thick head.
I am the same way, right? I just don't know.
I love the daffodils. I love the fireside. When the light's low.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Oh, boom diada, boom diada. Brandon Amalani from Shen Blossom, and also the Blue Shield man. He brought this technology in from Australia. What are some of the key questions you get from folks about the Blue Shield product? I get, what's your top several questions you get?
I get lots of questions. I think a lot of people ask about having field coverage is one of them, like having two units in the house. And one thing that I really strive to make clear is that basically having two units in a, like if you have two cubes or two plugins, for example, it doesn't create more protection. One times one equals one. So basically you can expand the field distance, but you can't basically, the scalar emitter within the device is different between the cube, the plugin, and the ultra, and they have different strengths of the field that are pulsed out. So yeah, you can't really use two of the same unit. And also people ask about having the portable on and on them when they're in their home unit range, if they're at home, and if that's too much. And really your body's going to tune into the strongest signal. So the body's going to, like, if you have a cube in your house, for example, and you bring your portable or your disc with you when you get home, your body's automatically going to tune in to the stronger signal emitted from the home unit. And it's basically more or less going to ignore the device on your wrist or in your pocket.
So this unit, for those of you who don't know, the cube actually, it works on the cells in the body to help the cells be more resilient or protective from cell phone towers and stuff like that, Wi-Fis?
That's exactly right.
That's
it
what
it does.
It
works at the cell level.
Works at the cell level. And then it emits a different signal off and on all day so the body doesn't get used to it. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's basically really broadband.
That's cool.
So instead of just emitting a static field, scalar field, the scalar is in and of itself really beneficial as it you know, structures the subatomic space between atoms. But the frequencies that are embedded, the algorithms, balance two key components that we see in nature. One is randomization or chaos. So everything's always changing. If you go outside, light frequencies at different times of the day are different. Certain animals or insects are more active or less active, making sound vibrations. You know, if you really isolated every single frequency out in there in nature, it's the amplitude's always oscillating. Everything's changing. So there's that randomization. And then also there's harmony and symbiosis, coherence. So the way we balance that with the microprocessor is that we have these randomized frequencies with a broadband range. And then within that are these mathematical codes like phi ratio, things of that nature, that basically add a level of coherence. And then it's pulsed. It's very similar to, like, you can stand on magnets or sleep on static magnets, and that'll have an effect because your body, as blood moves through your system, your body's kind of doing the work and charging the cells and with a static field, but a pulsed magnetic field will do the work for you. You'll see a massive increase in circulation. Similarly, the pulsed scalar devices, this is like actually multiple scalar pulses within a 3-second window. So every 3 seconds, it's pulsing multiple scalar waves with millions of frequencies within this algorithm, so your body never is really exposed to the same combination of frequencies twice, which allows for long-term use and your body never to grow accustomed to it. But it's pulsing, so it basically does more than just a static scalar field if you just had scalar and energy from, like, passive devices.
When I think about the tests that they did and some of the studies they've done with the chickens, it's pretty amazing. And it reminds me of the work that Dave Stetzer has done up in Wisconsin, where, you know, it's completely different what they're doing, but what they found was this electricity, for example, that goes through the ground from what the electric company calls stray voltage, which is voltage that is going from your home to back to the power station, but instead of rebuilding the wires bigger, like they're supposed to get the voltage back, right? They just let it go to the ground, right? And it goes to the ground and it goes back. That's called, they call it stray voltage. And that affects the how much milk the cows can produce just by standing on the earth. And that's how we really got into this, you know, even 20 years ago. And once they remedied that, the milk production went up dramatically. So that really blew his mind. And then that's how he got on all of this stuff. And that reminds me of the thing that you all did with the Blue Shield in Australia, with putting the Blue Shield thing in. And they were in a commercial chicken thing where they really don't treat their chickens very nicely, right?
Right. Yeah, there was that 1-year study that Mark did with I think it was 10 to 15,000 laying hens.
Wow.
And they basically did blood tests. They just noticed things like parasites, blood countlet, blood cell count, you know, anything that was noticeable, feather loss, weight, skin rashes, and stuff like that. And what was interesting is they were losing about 60 to 100 chickens per month on average, just because they're confined, they're aggressive, they get anxiety.
Brandon, and once again, let me stop a second. I'm really getting a lot of mic noise, okay? You're either bumping up against it, or you're hitting it, or it's rubbing, or something.
I apologize about that.
That's all right. You'd never hear it yourself, but either you can hold it, or I don't know, something.
Yeah, I'll hold it.
It's kind of taking away from the great things you're saying. So let's go back. So they found actual blood tests. What kind of things did they discover when they had the blue blue shield in the vicinity of these chickens? They were actually losing 60 to 100 hens a day just because of poor conditions?
Yeah, they would, you know, become aggressive, and they're kind of an anxious animal to begin with, and they would just kind of peck each other to death. And,
yeah,
you know, one fascinating thing is just plugging something into the circuitry, you know, and creating these scalar waves, it dropped down to zero that first month.
What dropped down to zero? The loss?
Yeah.
The loss?
Yeah, the loss. There was no deaths that month. And then it rose back up because there's an equilibrium point just with anything you do,
sure,
right? Like you
sure.
do something for a while, you get used to it. But it only rose back to 4 to 6 deaths over the consecutive weeks, which is pretty substantial if you think about the ramifications of that.
Yeah.
But you know, obviously there's a tipping point, then it goes back and forth. The average death decline went down to 8 to 15 chickens per month over the year. So if you're losing 60 to 100 a month, and then it goes down to 8 to 15, that's a substantial number, in my opinion. And that's one of the studies that really got me intrigued. Besides the fact that I thought it was strange that I've never heard of an EMF protection device that causes Herxheimer reaction or any kind of detox symptoms. So the acupuncturist I was working with told me to look into it, and yeah, I got to know Mark over that time. So the quality of the eggs improved. You know, even the weight, they were producing better, healthier eggs. But what's funny about what you mentioned with the cow is that the other study that was done in Auckland, New Zealand, the cows are grazing around the wind turbines, and basically the somatic cell count was off the charts. It was several times higher than what would have been normal, and the somatic cell count is indicative of the organism basically fighting off something like a pathogen, virus, or something like that. So what's really beneficial about Blue Shield is that it's not changing anything in the environment. It's not like waving a diode or putting something out there and you're really changing. The frequencies are there. The Wi-Fi is there. The EMF is there. So the damage that happens is that the body perceives it as unnatural, a threat, and we haven't evolved long enough with it to really adapt to basically fight it. So the body's always burning up immune energy trying to fight something that it can never remedy or take care of. So what Blue Shield does is that it gets your body to tune into the signal of the Blue Shield with these scalar pulses, and your body starts stops seeing the EMF as a threat. It harmonizes with it, so your body stops burning up immune energy. And that's why we think that, you know, a lot of people end up detoxifying is because their immune system energy is reallocated to the rest of the body, and it starts to go heal, correct, you know, however the body sees fit, depending on the person's constitution, what they've been through, what they need. The body will start to reorganize itself and heal where needed. And some people, that manifests as a detox effect. Other people, they get awesome sleep. They feel more calm, collected, clear. They can think more clearly. But I also like to stress that some people think EMF's the source of all their problems, and then they get a Blue Shield and wonder why their life isn't perfect. You know, and it's really just a piece of the pie. It's really a critical element of a health and longevity lifestyle is using the herbs, getting movement, doing the Qigong, becoming a mindful awareness of yourself, body, consciousness. And, you know, at this stage in evolution, we need EMF protection because 5G's coming, rolling out. You know, there's just more and more of this stuff, and people want to be more connected to artificial consciousness versus using their gifts and developing their Qi and being able to do that stuff naturally.
Oh, well said. It's interesting you mentioned the wind turbines. Dave Stetzer just got back from up around Niagara Falls with Magda Havas. I don't know if you've heard of her. Done a lot of great research on the effects of white noise, which is the energy that comes from the wires in your home, you know, that these little Stetzer meters help to lower down, these little things you plug in. And anyway, they found that this huge wind turbine system they put in there to run Niagara Falls were making people sick.
Because, imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that, because it was putting the electrical current stuff again in the ground, and make people were getting sick. And they were called up there to figure out what to do. And he said it wasn't that difficult of a thing to remedy. They would just have to put different filters on the wind turbines and all that, and not do the frequency that would go and all that. But they didn't even want to hear it, these people. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't it
amazing?
It's easy for people to think that it's intentional, but I just think some people that design the stuff, they're just not intelligent. They really understand the ramification because they don't look at the full picture, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're not bad people out killing people. They just don't know. They don't know, you know, they just don't understand what this new technology is doing. And as you said,
imagine you create something that you think is really valuable and amazing, and then being told, actually, you got to spend all this time, money, energy figuring out how to redo it so it doesn't have these certain effects. Most people won't really put the time and energy into correcting it.
Yeah,
some people will, but that's...
Well, another problem with these big wind turbines, they're very noisy, and they also eat up a lot of birds and stuff. It's just, you know, they've got their downsides to them, for sure. Oh, God. If you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I've been doing a lot of liver things since, I guess, April 1st. What do you have in your little suite of products in Shen Blossom that I could add to liver for people who want to do a little liver thing in the spring here?
Oh, there's so many herbs for liver. I mean, one of the classic ones is obviously the Shizandra. Activates phase 1 and phase 2 liver detoxification, energizes all the pathways in the body and the organ systems. A couple other really good ones. The Presence, actually. People forget that one is really incredible. It's a rare form of Ganoderma species like Reishi. And it's that one's incredible. And the particular batch we have, we're out of the fruiting body. We're basically down to the stem batch. So the stem kind of has that bridge between root matter or, you know, earth and conscious awareness, which is the shin or the mushroom body. So it has a really good calming effect. It's very bitter. So it really dials in to the liver meridian, and it also helps with meditation and focus.
Let's stop a second. That product is called Presence?
Yeah, Presence.
You're actually making small enough batches where if you run out of the fruit bodies, you actually know it, and then it's crazy. I mean, you're all in small batches, really. This is not making big batches that somebody else is making. You're making this all yourself, right?
No, though. Well, I work with people from a specific lineage, Japanese style TCM. So it's my team that works on this kind of stuff. And then, these are also, it's not just we run out, it's segregated for different qualities. So some of the stuff we had when we first launched the Presence, about a year and a half ago, it had a different characteristic with the Shen, and really calming and, sedating the body and allowing you to like really relax and downregulate the nervous system. And this stem batch is more for, it's like more personal stock tests. It's more for traditional meditation, really kind of honing in, because when you and I want to warn people to take, if you're used to the old stuff where you take 10 drops, 12 drops under the tongue and feel that nice calming Shen effect, this one you want to take 3 or 4 drops to start with, and you'll know why when you taste it, because it's very, very much concentrated, and the stem material has different characteristics. Even the phytochemical breakdown is slightly different than what's in the tail end of the fruiting body. So
Brandon, this team, the TCM, traditional Chinese medicine team, are people that are just, it comes from a whole spiritual lineage kind of thing where they're doing this, sounds like, just from a real passion, real heart, and really attention to all these little details that, you know, you're just not going to find anywhere else. It's really cool.
It's just a lot of mindfulness that goes into it. And I basically, you know, I'm learning as I go for sure. But their skill set is just unbelievable as far as just the healing arts. And a lot of these grade of herbs are usually reserved, you know, for the healing arts, you know, for formulation and stuff like that. And most of the money goes back to the temple where a lot of this stuff comes from. So it's really kind of, it allows me to kind of fulfill a dream I have to like really authentically help people do something small scale batch where the quality is really the most important. And yeah, I mean, it's, it, unless you really know the industry and know that most people are just contract manufacturing stuff. And, you know, a lot of these herbs are really have sit around for a long time. And a lot of the healing and fresh energetic components of it aren't really taking into consideration when producing these. This is just kind of like a passion project for me where I can, you know, keep it high end. It can do well. It cannot. It doesn't matter. It's just stuff that I personally consume for me and my family and my friends. And I was able to, they had enough of a surplus to where I could work it out to where we could offer some to the public. And eventually it'll get to the point where because it's small batch, we'll only have a limited amount of clients and probably have to turn it into a private group at some point. But right now we have surplus to be able to share with people.
That's cool. That's cool. Brandon Amalani, let's talk a little bit about this coffee. You've got me hooked on coffee, see? So I'm off coffee and on coffee. It's C-O-P-H-I-E. And I just, a couple of weeks ago, I said, man, I'm just going to do, I don't even want to do a little caffeine anymore. I don't know. So Brandon's got this product and it looks like a real deep, dark brown and you put it just with hot waters. It's really, really good. Talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite products at this point. So yeah, basically what it is, it's a combination of medicinal mushrooms, sprouted beans like mung bean, sprouted, fermented, and then roasted beans, I should say. And then Job's tears, which is a little known tropical grass that basically has a really keen ability to dissolve protein deposits in the kidney. So people that have a surplus of protein, bodybuilders, stuff like that, it allows for the kidneys to kind of flush, clean out, you know, and it really helps to protect the digestive tract as well. So this combination, we were able to dial in the flavor profile. So a lot of the coffee replacement type products, in my opinion, had kind of a, like a flat taste to them. They had certain like bitter and certain sweet notes, but then there's a lot of the body missing, in my opinion. And this one, we really, I feel, dial it in to where it tastes like authentic coffee without flavoring. A lot of people say, you know, I don't want people to confuse like it tastes like coffee or coffee flavor with it where you use flavorings. It's just the natural, simple flavors coming from medicinal mushrooms, the sprouted, fermented, roasted beans, and then the Job's tears as well. And it just really does. One thing that I thought was really interesting is that we had just a sample group of people that really love our stuff. And I wanted to find key people out of that group that drink coffee like every day because I wanted people to I wanted to know how close we were because I don't personally drink coffee. I don't do well on it. If I have it for more than a couple of days, like my stomach's not happy. I just don't do great on it. And you know, so I got real coffee drinkers to quit for 2 or 3 days. And, they were obviously impressed with the flavor profile, but they were more impressed with the fact that they didn't have any headaches or any kind of detox symptoms, which was really interesting because it's like something about the chemistry, maybe it's the flavors. I haven't really pinpointed it yet or why that happens. And I haven't had enough feedback to say quantitatively that it will do that for everybody. But by and large, everybody that I've talked to that's used it, that drinks coffee regularly, doesn't enjoy getting off of coffee, but they didn't have any negative effects from being off of it for 2 and 3 days while trying this product for me. And I thought that was pretty fascinating.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. It's just great. We're talking about a lot of the Brandon's products and some things you can do for this spring with Brandon Amalani. Two places you can check him out is the Shen Blossom link on One Radio Network and then also the nice, beautiful shot of the Blue Shield, which is a cube. And how can folks contact you to ask questions and they have lots about either your products or the Blue Shield before purchasing?
Well, they can contact, actually my wife kind of handles that side of things. They can contact us at info@shenblossom or sales@blueshield-us.com.
But the info@shenblossom, an easy one, that'll get to you, right? Either way?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Yeah, let's just use that one. Yeah, that's easy. info@shenblossom, questions about the products, all any of them, including the Blue Shield, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, cool. We talk, I just want to get your opinion on this. If you don't have an opinion, that's okay. But I'm just wondering, we talk a lot about sulfur, and we do quite well promoting our sulfur product. From a Chinese medicine thing, MSM or sulfur, does it have a place there at all?
Oh, absolutely. Sulfur is definitely, it's one of the most abundant minerals in the body. And it helps in synergy with collagen and other nutrients to develop skin tissue, hair, nails, you name it, most of the tissue in the body, actually. So it has a specific property of action to methylate toxins out of the system. So it helps as a detoxification. It's been shown in peer-reviewed studies, actually, to increase intracellular glutathione, similar to what Shizandra does, actually. So it'll boost natural glutathione levels and helps just with pain management, repair, joint function, ligaments. Just makes it's an anti-aging mineral. And normally I say, I'm always of the mindset, get it from whole food with all the cofactors, enzymes, nutrients, all of these things put together the way nature designed it to get it. But there are certain elements like sulfur, like magnesium, that I think are beneficial to supplement with on top of that, just to make sure you get enough in your body, because we're all, you know, dealing with environmental toxins, and it's really just helpful to get that out and helpful for youthing in general.
Yeah, I'm with you there, and I like the way you said it. We always kind of go for the foods things, but it does seem like sulfur, magnesium, I don't know what would be another one. Certainly magnesium. I know most people do well with a little bit extra magnesium. I do, and I don't like to take these individual things either. But maybe it's the soil, Brandon, or just the abundance of these minerals in the soil and the food? I don't know.
It really just depends on the region. I mean, obviously, you can over-farm places. It's more part of the hydrological cycle and rainfall. And, you know, lots of plants have sulfur in them. It's just when you take plants with terpene fractions, like rosemary stems, like juniper, stuff like that, you can actually get quite a bit of these terpene fractions and convert that into MSM. So MSM is just a very concentrated, I would say, therapeutic/medicinal form of sulfur that you can naturally get from plants, but you know, depending on how you process the plants, a lot of that stuff gets destroyed or lost or changed. The molecular structure, the atoms really change and are not as easily absorbed into the body, and you have to eat quite a high quantity of food state nutrients to get what you could get in just a simple like teaspoon of MSM. You know?
Sure. All right. Thanks for that. Yeah, Brandon's talking about sulfur. We offer a really nice one. It's pure 99.7. There's no additives. It's just pure sulfur. You can put it in the glass, leave a little bit at the bottom, you know, drink it and leave a little of the solution at the bottom of the glass and wait about 24, 48 hours. And you'll see crystals grow right there in the glass. So it is still living somehow. I don't know how they do that, but they do. And it's just made from DMSO and hydrogen peroxide, I believe. So anyway, we have three prices, United States, Canada, worldwide. We ship all over the world with no problems. We also ship up to 9 pounds. If you order more than 4 pounds, we give a discount. Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And we will happily take care of you and give you a discount for this pure sulfur, organic sulfur, from OneRadioNetwork.com. Two of our favorite people, along with some of the people we talk about, Daniel Vitalis, is Nadine Artemis up in Canada. She has a beautiful, beautiful website and organization, and man, they make some really, really cool products. Essential oils, hair, skin, nails, totally off the charts as far as quality, totally off the charts. Check it out. It is Living Libations, soaps, shampoos, essential oils, amazing chocolate. There's another product that we began taking that there's something going on with this that you might want to try. It is Carbon 60. Now, you've heard of C60. This is this new kind of carbon thing that's becoming quite a fad, or I don't know if it's a fad or a trend yet. We'll find out. But there's something to this C60. The fellow that we hooked up with, Bob Greska, had him on the show. His is Carbon-60, and his website is c-60.com. And if you use promo code OneRadio, he'll hook you up with a little discount on the first purchase. And they do it in sunflower oil, and the idea is that we interviewed him, and he's been an engineer for 20 years. He gets these particles super small to atomic thing, much like Edgar Cayce did with the, or has done with the atomatized iodine. And it covers a lot more territory. And so they get in there with toxins, get in the body. My understanding, very rudimentary, I may have this wrong, is a toxin will steal an electron from a molecule, and that makes that electron kind of a, or that molecule a little bit rogue, and actually hangs out with other molecules, and they pick up that energy, and it'll clump onto them. And that's really the start of problems in the body. And this C60 that's going around will clump onto that and get rid of those electron deficient molecules, and also get rid of the toxin itself, and they'll exit the building with Elvis. This particular product, he says, is totally different. And most of the C60 comes from about five different distributors, and they just make it. People sell it, repackage it, call it C60, boom, and it's fine, and it works. But this is, we think, another step above, we believe. Doodle and I have been taking it, and there's something going on with this product. I'm not sure what it is. I can't say anything in particular. But his website, well, we have it in our store, and you can see the bottle. Or if you don't want to go through our store, just click c-60.com, put in promo code ONERADIO, and you get a deal on your first order.
With prevalent economic uncertainty in the United States economy, many investors are looking for safe havens to protect their wealth. One of the best historic investments in the United States has been the acquisition of physical American gold and silver coins. From the 1790s to the 1930s, the United States government issued American money in the form of gold and silver coins available to the general public. You can reach us at SDL Numismatics at 1-800-878-2646. We'll be happy to educate investors on how to acquire American gold and silver coins. Call us today, 1-800-878-2646.
Andy will be here tomorrow. We're going to audit the Fed tomorrow, kind of go over the H-4-1 report, which is a thing that the Federal Reserve Bank of New York puts out. It'll be really fun because you'll have it up on your screen, and you'll really get to see of all this new money creation and how these boys throw around money and monetize it. And we talk about this report, but people have wanted to learn more about it. So we'll do it tomorrow with Andrew Goss. Excuse me. The dollar is on steroids. It's just amazing. It keeps going up now. Not sure what's going on, but anyway, gold is down a little bit this morning, silver's down, but we'll talk more about it with Andrew Goss, and the real world of money gets underway tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Kind of wrapping things up with Brandon Amalani. One of the couple questions I get, Brandon, is that people want to know on the blue shield, does it protect? Well, of course it does. Now, I'm answering my own question here. It doesn't matter if it's Wi-Fi, cell phone towers, cell phones, other 5G, other stuff that's going around, because it's working on the body. So it doesn't care what the EMF assault is, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Precisely.
Precisely.
Yep. See? It just strengthens the biofield, and yet there's a segment of scalar that, you know, it restructuring the subatomic web that holds all these electrons, protons, all these things together, all these waveforms.
Which is what Ken Rolla's thing does, right? Which Ken's does.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to actually talk to him more because I'm not super familiar with this stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. He's in somewhere in Egypt right now walking through pyramids. You know Ken, he's always doing something. So I'll hook you up with him. Yeah, so it's a nice combo. It doesn't delete the other ones because this actually helps to massage these little guys. Now, it doesn't go out very far, like the blue shield goes out, what, 90 yards? Yeah.
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Little pyramid does about 20 feet or so. So you put in your bedroom. So it's just another adjunct to it. Isn't it curious how here we are in 2018 and we're working with things like Chinese medicine, what, 2,000 years old and something, doing Qigong, and then we're using all these cool technologies to help ourselves just make it through planet Earth without getting sick. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Well, it's really just using nature. I mean, that's all we're really doing with Blue Shields. We're trying to basically replicate how our body and cells and DNA and biophotons interface and have a relationship with the living environment that's around us? And how do we bring that inside and amplify it enough to compete with the EMF, so where the EMF is not damaging to our DNA and our health and our wellness? So yeah, I mean, it's really just getting back to what's simple and what's natural. And I think everybody, at least people I know that have been on your shows, we're really trying to do that in different regards, whether it's EMF protection or exercise or, you know, phototherapy, like photobiomodulation. I mean, the sun is ultimate, but we got all these little gadgets and stuff that we're trying to bring it indoors because we're in front of computers more of the time. So yeah, it's just really trying to bring mindful awareness to like get outside more, get in nature. I mean, if you go on a backpacking retreat or go down the beach, you're going to feel different and the body's going to start self-correcting, self-healing without doing a thing.
Yeah.
It's just built in.
So if we're still on the jungle and all that with nothing around, the body's naturally doing all these things that we're helping it to do. That's what it does for a living, right? It's always just, you know, it's always just getting healthier and more back in balance, huh?
Yeah, and some of these older cultures, like the Chinese culture or in India, they're basically figuring out different alchemical ways of how do we utilize the principles of nature to our advantage for longevity, health, and wellness. And I think over time, kind of found techniques that worked and that what didn't. And the more we can simplify and empty out, the more we can actually have a better longevity and quality of life and you know what I mean? Like have that virtue of like quality of life versus quantity. And then that allows us to, as a byproduct, to live longer.
So you have two children, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So are you pretty confident now what you know about the world, that these little guys and girls, is a boy and a girl?
Two girls.
Oh, good for you, man. Yep. You're surrounded by girls, man. You got good karma. Yeah, three girls in your life. Great.
I must have, man.
Yeah, you got great karma. So are you pretty confident personally that these girls in your life are going to, the two little ones are going to grow up and be healthy and live a long time?
Absolutely.
Are you?
Absolutely. There's always that potential for everybody. And just really getting out of fear state, worry state, and just stop taxing the kidneys and the spleen, stop worrying so much. It's good to be conscious and mindful of what's going on. But really, all the opportunities are right in front of your fingertips at all time. And it's just, there's going to be advances and it's just a constant push and pull. And all of nature, all of life, the symbiosis that is the universe, pushes and propels things forward to growth, change, and it's all kind of right there for you. So there's no worries. No worries.
Yeah, I agree. Nothing exists except in relation to its opposite. So the push-pull thing is always going to be there, and there's always going to be a way to balance whatever we come in, you know, karmically and come in contact with, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta be, right?
It's perpetual growth. I mean, it allows that movement and renewal and regeneration and allows for life to continue infinitely. And then we recycle, reincarnate, keep all matter keeps changing forms and shapes and purifies and, you know, goes through these cycles of the five elements. So it's just a natural process. And it's really great when, if you can like get to a point where you understand that at a deep conscious level, then there's really no point in worrying. You realize that all points in time and space are connected. So if you're helping and serving others and doing good, so you're really just doing it for yourself. And that's a continual infinity loop, you know?
Yeah.
It's a toroid.
Yeah. I did a really cool acupuncture treatment with a fellow that's been doing it for about 40 years, you know, Dr. Wu in Austin. I heard about him and I went to see him. And so this guy comes out, this little fellow, probably about 5 feet tall, this white coat. And a little round face, looks like Buddha. Not a wrinkle on his face, you know. and you know, 40 years at the business, so he's got to be 60 revolutions, right? I mean, whatever, you know, you got to be. So I asked him how old he was, and I think he said early 60s or something. And he looked like he's about 20, right, this guy. I said, I said, how do you look so young? You look really young. He goes, Qigong.
if you can control tension and relaxation, I mean, the lines in the face is indicative. If you can, most people don't really know how to truly relax their fine muscles around the face. Qigong Tai Chi is invaluable. If you can learn to work with and control your own energy and your chi and circulate it and sink it and relax it, I mean, there's some amazing stuff you can do. And it's no joke.
Yeah. I mean, we've known Peter Ragnar for a long time, right? Peter won't tell you how old he is, but I bet you if you looked at the birth certificate, it's, I don't know, you know, it's up there. And man, he looks like he's about 40 or 50. I mean, he just looks great. And he's a Qigong guy too. Yeah. So I want you to teach me all your Qigong stuff sometime. Are you going to do a Qigong class, like a webinar or something, or you should do that?
I have more training to do, but eventually I'll teach. Yeah. It's just not something that's easily taught online. I've seen people try and do the Tai Chi forms and stuff like that online. And unless you have somebody there to correct you, a lot of people's nervous system, their skeletal alignment, all these kind of things need to be in a proper way, because it really, you become a Tai Chi creature. You learn how to really balance yin and yang in the body. And if you're not in the proper alignment, you're not sinking the chi, you're not relaxing, you're not releasing in the appropriate way, it's really hard to teach online to correct somebody. Somebody can develop habits that don't serve them, and then they got, you know, 10 years of practicing online and nothing to show for it, unfortunately. Yeah. So it's seminars, things like that in the future will definitely happen, and just not at this point.
my limited experience with Qigong is, you know, even when I do these exercises, I don't think it's called 4-minute exercise, by Zach Bush kind of thing. I really like it. It's kind of a yogic Qigong kind of thing, but I always like to imagine, one Qigong guy taught me that you, when your feet are on the ground, I do it outside, that I've got these roots right at the bottom of my feet that are going down into the ground about, you know, 200 yards or something like that. And I like to play around with stuff like that. And it really works, doesn't it? I mean, this visualization, those kind of things.
Yeah, visualization definitely works. It, really getting the principles down first and foremost. The visualization can come later, and you'll find that you don't really need to force anything or try and pull energy up your spine or do any of these kind of visualizations if you just relax.
Just relax. Yeah, that's structure. What the body does, huh?
You can, if it's all ones and zeros in nature, man, it's like you can simplify it down to just, if you become song relaxed, and it's not becoming weak. If you relax too much, you obviously fall down. It's relaxed without collapse.
Relaxed without collapse.
Fullness without tension.
Yeah.
And fullness without tension.
Which is a very, very spiritual concept, isn't it? You know, it's like, what's the old idea of sitting still and doing everything, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great. I've been doing a lot of this slapping, this Pa Da La Jing thing, and we'll slap on different areas of the body, which is a form of the Qigong where the people pound their tummies and all that, and I think it's pretty powerful with bringing more energy to different organs and places like that.
Of course, yeah, hard style. And right now, since we're on the topic, or have been on the topic of spring and detox, slapping the inner thighs and down the calves on the inside of the legs, the yin side.
Yeah.
Very good for the liver, gallbladder, and the gallbladder is going to be on the outside of the leg. So,
those are liver's on the inside. So. Up high, all the way from groin all the way down?
Yeah. Oh. Just doing the total legs is going to be awesome.
Just slap around.
Liver, kidney, spleen.
Slap around. Mm-hmm. No? Slap around.
Oh, yeah. It just excites the chi. You can do that with movement. Your rebounding is doing that. I mean, lots. Just getting circulation. And also, like, I'm going to be releasing 3 videos in a series where one of them is just really simple. It's blood cleansing Qigong. So you just do it every morning. It doesn't take long at all. It's anybody can do it. The second one, the yin meditation, which we've gone over in a way earlier show, I'm going to do a video kind of outlining that. That's more difficult. It's simple, but it's really hard to do and stay conscious while you're doing it. And then that'll lead people into the third position, which is standing meditation and how to properly do that in structural alignment. That's something I can teach online versus doing any kind of the form work or any of that.
Oh, cool.
And that's those 3 stages is some ways to build your internal energy that you can do at home. That's simple for people. And it's more definitely soft style, but the yin is what supports the yang energy. All the light in the universe is supported by the dark matter and the yin force. So it's really imperative to build yin energy in the body. And that's what gives you a tremendous longevity down the road.
Well, let us know, send us those links if you would, and we'll put them on our website and, play around with them. Well, Brandon, we love you. Thank you for your work. Thanks for Shen Blossom and Blue Shield and your time this morning. And my best to you and your family, all the girls in your life. All the girls in your life. And we'll see you real soon. Keep us updated on all the cool things. And let us know about that Collagen Z product when that's ready. Huh?
Yeah, we'll do, Patrick. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, brother. Brandon Amalani, those are the folks, you know, that we really like. Yeah, we like to, you know.